Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Anymore, that's the equivalent of like me giving you a handshake and then going sliding through my hair.
Welcome to another week of the Darren Copeland Experience. It is Monday. I hope you guys survived the snow and the draft. And here we go. It's
another
week.
What snow?
It's the 1st of May, by the way.
What snow?
Well, I know it's gone now, but in case you didn't see it, it snowed all day Saturday.
You know what the old adage is, right? For Colorado?
If you don't like the weather, wait around 10 minutes.
No, April showers bring May snowstorms?
Well, technically it was an April snowstorm. Saturday.
Oh, you and your technicalities.
But we'll get a May snowstorm because it's supposed to snow again either later this week or...
I tell people this every single year. I tell them every single year, and people don't believe me. They're like, ah! I'm like, listen, if you get a lot of snow in, like, November, then you're not going to get any snow in April. But if you don't get any snow in October and November, then you're going to get a ton of snow in April and May. I'm just saying.
A lot of spring snow. But the spring snows go fast. I mean, it's wet, and it's... you know, big heavy flakes, and then
I lost a branch
like the next day. Did you really?
Yeah.
I don't have a tree, so I didn't lose anything. I don't have a yard. Yay, I win. I like not having
I'm
a yard.
Not sure you win.
I don't like having a yard.
I get that.
I don't like yard work.
I get that.
It's hot and dirty and bugs.
In fact, I have snakes. I have 3 snakes.
I told my mom when she bought her new house 10 years ago.
Yeah.
She had a small little yard in the back. I said, yeah, I will not be coming up to mow your lawn. So
the next day you're mowed up and mowing
nope,
your lawn?
Nope. I helped her find someone that would install fake grass.
Really?
Yeah.
How does it look?
It looks great.
Fake?
No, actually, it looks pretty good. Like, unless you really get down in there and look. Now, in December when it's bright, you know, when it's full on green.
Fake.
You know it's fake. But it's soft and it's nice and it's really easy to clean up after the dog and, you know, all that stuff. Plus, then she put in a huge brick patio, so there's only, I'm not kidding, a patch about as big as this table of actual dirt.
Okay, so what would we call that? 2 yards by 6 yards?
It's probably 6 by 6 yards.
So it's a table.
Yeah, but it's that is the only patch of actual dirt in her backyard, and there's a tree there. And she hires someone to come and trim the trees and stuff, so I don't do any yard work.
I asked God to come trim my tree, and it sure did. It took off a branch. And you know what's so funny? The one branch that I was going to cut this year.
Was that one?
Done. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
See?
You don't have to worry about it.
Well, I still got to kind of worry about it. Didn't come all the way off. I got to cut it and then whatever. But
so is it just still hanging there?
Yeah. I'm not going out there right now. I mean.
Why? The weather was great. You could have taken a saw out there and just finished it off.
I'll probably do that tomorrow.
Put a little tar on the end there so it won't grow back.
It's like spray. They have something to spray now. It's called like, I don't know, spray your tree or whatever, something.
Last time I had a tree or lived in a place with a tree,
yep,
they still use like a bucket of tar. Like they would go up there in a ladder.
Back in the 1650s, we used to just use tar. Well,
you know how long it's been since I've lived somewhere that has a tree?
Yeah, the 1650s apparently.
No, 97?
A millennia ago.
I live in high rises. I live in apartments. I like it that way.
I suppose you want to talk about the draft.
Well, there are a lot of things we can talk about, but obviously we have to hit on the draft.
I was so depressed on Sunday because I had to talk soccer.
Yeah.
And the Rapids were terrible, and and it was so bad. I was talking to Marcelo Balboa on the air, and I said it's so bad. The Rapids are so bad that they're causing the Rockies to not be able to score.
Oh, my God.
13 innings.
Well.
0-0. Are you kidding?
But the Rockies only have themselves to blame. They had bases loaded with no outs and could not get a hit. So the pitchers did their job.
I know.
The pitchers did their job, and the longer
that game went. It's a long
season. I was thinking about it today. They're 16-10. I don't make any I don't start thinking about like trends until they hit game 40. That's a quarter of the way through. So 40, 80, 120.
Well, it's the third best April in franchise history.
Mm-hmm.
11 saves by Holland is a record.
11 out of 11.
11 out of 11. Well, no, even 11 saves in a month.
Oh, in a month.
In a month in April is still a record. When you look at that lineup and you see that Trevor Story is seventh, is unbelievable.
Yeah, and now they've got Ian Desmond coming back, and
I met Ian Desmond.
The other guy.
Once I was like walking by and like, I mean, obviously it's like, oh, and he's like, hi. I said, hi. He goes, hi, I'm Ian. And I'm like, yeah, I know who you are. I'm Darren. You don't know who I am, but I know who you are.
I figure if they hit the 40 game mark and they're 10 games over 100, which puts them at 10 games over 500, which puts them at.
See, this is why I don't like numbers. There's too many numbers.
Puts them at 31 and 20 if they go 15 and 11 over their next 24 games. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, they owe the Dodgers a little something. They owe the Padres a little something.
Yeah, they.
Well, also, I feel better. Did you see? I mean,
yes. Yeah. I was just going to bring that up. We're not the only. I mean, they. So the Washington Nationals scored 23 runs against the Mets. I'm like, they didn't even put that up in Coors Field. Those guys can hit.
No, they did put up 11 runs in one inning.
Yeah. But
that was the worst inning in baseball I might have ever seen.
But they didn't put up 23 in the game.
They did not. It was only 16-5.
Hey, well, and what was funny is
the game before that, they only put up 15.
I'm trying to remember what game I was watching. I believe it was the Rockies game. And Drew Goodman was like, oh, you know, the Washington Nationals may have their winning streak broken. It's 5-3. And he's like, no, wait a minute. They can only put a 3 up there because it's 23-5.
23-5.
Yeah, that's just insane. When's the last time you saw a team score 23 runs?
I was trying to think back, and I was at a Dodgers game, a Dodgers Rockies game that was 6-6 after the first inning, 12-9 after the second inning. I think that game ended up 21-16. I mean, that was a pretty long one.
Yeah.
I was at one that I think the Astros might have put up 20 against like 20 to, but I don't think it's very common. I don't think that you've seen 20 runs up against, I'm trying to think when the last time, I mean, I don't think you can put 20 runs. I'm dying over here. Sorry. Don't worry about me.
Okay.
Anyway, I was. I forgot what I was going to say because I just started choking.
You were talking about you don't see many games that go 20 runs.
Anywhere, even in Coors Field before the humidor.
No. No. And I'm trying to look up. I'm trying to look up, like, the history of games of 20 runs or more. But it's what I do is I end up with all of the headlines about the Nationals scoring 23 runs. And Rendon, their third baseman.
Rondon
becomes like the second player ever to hit 6-for-6, 10 ribbies, and 3 home runs.
10 RBIs.
10 RBIs and 3 home runs, 6-for-6. It's amazing. The last guy that did it was in 1949.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That does not happen. So, I mean, I kind of wish I'd been – I like those kind of games. You know, when a team just explodes. The problem is, right now, the Washington Nationals look a little unbeatable. But it's so early in the season, and anything can happen. So it's hard to get
man. See, this is a problem. I get into Baseball Reference, and then I start seeing all these. I mean, this is the problem with baseball in general. There are a ton of really cool statistics.
Oh, yeah. It's a game based on statistics. I mean, it keeps track of its history. By statistics,
let's see.
It's a game of numbers.
10 home runs by one team in a game. Wow. I don't know if that's ever happened. That's a good one, though. That'd be a good one. 10 home runs in a game.
Was that yesterday?
It might have been. It might have been. 10 home runs.
Well, what does it say?
I'm trying to find out. I don't know.
You can't just bring up the number and then be like, 10 home runs in the game.
I'm looking.
I don't know who it is.
We'll be back after. I'll tell you after this.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.